Says to me, all right. I genuinely want to greet you. I want to greet you to the best of my abilities. It's just the pianist came here before we started shooting and said, a warm greeting to everyone, making fun of me. Now I don't know. But anyways, it's fine. A warm greeting. A warm greeting to everyone listening, watching. Yeah, we back again with another series. We're starting a new series today. I'm super excited, as I usually am. And the series is called The Work of the Cross. Before my manager, social media manager, gets cross at me. Before my social media gets cross at me, please do like, share, comment, subscribe. Please follow us on our Instagram as well. Also follow us on our TikTok and Facebook. What I'll also do is I'll leave the descriptions below. Okay, I'll leave the descriptions below. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'll also try and add it to the podcast as well, so that you can follow us on the social media pages. We are beginning a whole new series. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about the work of the cross. Now, I think it's very, very, very appropriate for me to talk about it. Okay. Now that we're coming out of the Easter season. And on top of that, God has genuinely been talking about the work of the cross to me as soon as we finished the Heart of Worship series. And if you have not watched that, do yourself a favor and go back. Okay. That was a pretty dope sermon. Do pastors say dope? I don't know. Well, yeah. Yeah, so that was a pretty dope sermon, okay? So why talk about the work of the cross? Reason number one, I got two reasons. At the very heart, at the very core of Christianity, we're talking about the work of the cross. So if there's one topic that we cannot afford to not understand or to be in misalignment with, it is the work of the cross. This is a very, very crucial topic. Point number one. Point number two, the work of the cross, it is the definition of what love is. Put that Oxford dictionary down. I haven't started preaching, but it's fine. We'll leave it. Put that Oxford dictionary down when you're trying to check what love is, and simply listen to this message and listen to this sermon series as I explain the work of the cross. We're going to be here for 4 weeks. We're going to be here for 4 weeks. And I think we're going to have a good time. Go have a good time. My Weeby crew, before I forget, I love you guys so much. Thank you. Yeah. Weebies, you know what it is? Yeah. All right, cool. So today's scripture is going to be taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. And it says this: for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Let me pray before I take a title. Holy Spirit, speak through me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, my sermon title today is I Am the Exception. I am the exception. And the reason I want to talk about me being the exception, even you being the exception, people who have attached themselves to the message of the cross, people who have made Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior, the reason I want to talk to us as a family, it's because I have seen that a lot of Christians have become very susceptible. Yes. I studied. They have become very susceptible. They have become victims of bad news. Every time we hear bad news, we see ourselves in that. Every time they're telling you that everyone in your family has been divorced, you see yourself in that. When they tell you that no one in your family has a degree, you see yourself in that. But today, my intention is to tell the believers that I am the exception. I know people have not made it out of my hood, but I am the exception. I know I have no evidence of people around me who have become millionaires, but I am the exception. By the time we are done with this sermon, some stats won't be applicable to you. Stats SA just lost customers with that. Like, some stats won't be applicable to you because I will not be a victim of the statistics. I know people who live life and their fathers are aren't around. Statistics say that they have less chances of making it in life, but I am. I like you guys. Yeah. You're catching on quick. So the message, the scripture we're reading here says that for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us it is, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Point number one, it is the message of the cross. It is not the cross, but it is the message of the cross. And the reason I want to bring a distinction there, it's because sometimes people think that Christianity is about aesthetics. But Christianity isn't about aesthetics. It's about actually moving in power. I don't want to look like I'm having peace that surpasses all understanding. I want to live in the peace that surpasses all understanding. So the next time you're considering whether you should marry him because he has a cross on his neck, consider that it is not the cross on his neck. It is not the cross on that he tattooed on himself, even if it's a wallpaper. It is not the cross. It is the message of the cross. And one of the things that I think has deceived Christians is they have committed to the aesthetics and they have missed out the power. In fact, Peter was committed to the aesthetic of a savior in his mind. The savior he had in his mind had nothing to do with the cross. And this is why when he said, "I'm going to the cross," he said, "No, that's not." Why? Because he was committed on aesthetic Christianity. That's not what we subscribe to. That's not, we want the actual power. We want the power. Am I still on my notes? I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm still on my notes. Right. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. It's not the cross. It's the message of the cross. Number one. Point number two. I think we can fall kind of sort of like victims where we think this scripture doesn't apply to you because you go to church. And I'm going to explain it in a minute. What I want you to see here is that both these people that the Bible is talking about, the fool and the one who's being saved, both understand the work of the cross. They both comprehend it. It makes sense to them. It's just the one has convicted in his heart that this is not what's going to work for me. And the reason I'm pointing that out, it's because in my journey in ministry, I'm saying this like I've been here for years, but in my journey in ministry, I have witnessed that there are people who come to you sometimes and they are seeking for your advice, but they've already got their own memo at the back of their head. So this means they're not seeking for your genuine advice. They just want you to approve what they're saying. And chances are, if you come to me, I'm going to point out scripture. You know, I actually started realizing that I talk scripture so much that if you come to me and you need help, I'm going to point scripture out to you, because for me, I don't want you to start by failing. Go back to the series. Go back to You Have My Word series and you will see what I'm talking about. Hear me out. If you can't be helped by the message of the cross, then unfortunately you can't be helped at all. No doctor's coming to save you. No neurologist is coming to save you. No psychiatrist, no psychologist, no counselor. You are beyond helpable if you cannot accept the message of the cross as the foundation to being saved. And for those of you who try to help people like that, I'm here to tell you, stop wasting your time, because there is nothing as tiring as trying to talk someone out of their conviction. As I said to you guys, I used to watch debates, and one of the things that happens in debates is that they ask this question to people they're debating with. If you were to find out that Christianity is true, would you switch over to Christianity? And you find people saying no. And when you find the reason out why they say no, you would find that they have a deep hatred for God. So you start realizing that sometimes the arguing you are doing, it's not with the person, but it's with the hatred they have for God. And there is nothing as difficult as fighting emotions. The words that end up there is oksalayo. All right. Stop wasting your time with people who are convinced that the cross is foolish. Here's what I want you to do. Instead of trying to convince them with your lips, convince them with your life. Ooh. Because there is no better evidence than life unfolding. We can argue all we want, but when life unfolds, we get to see who was standing where. I'm definitely sure they tried telling the prodigal son that don't leave, chief, but he could not hear them until life unfolded. Some of the best evidence is life unfolding. Let's stop arguing. Let's let life unfold. All right. Yeah. Tingbo, I think I'm about to conclude. Yeah, I'm about to conclude. What's interesting in the scripture is that all of that was my introduction. Yeah. So one pastor said, I never preach a long sermon. It's the introduction that's long. I think this sermon is one of that. The last part says something interesting. It says, to us who are being saved. And you would think the scripture would say, to us who are saved. But I've come to realize that salvation is a constant thing. We are constantly being saved. What does being saved mean? It means to escape whatever was due your name. Try bewitching me and see the message of the cross. Show the power of God. This is why I'm not dying anytime soon. Why? Because I'm escaping death. Why? Because the message of the cross, it is the power of God to us being saved. I sleep like a baby at night because I have an understanding that the message of the cross, oh, I'm feeling preachy. Yeah, I have an understanding that the message of the cross is the power of God for us who are being saved. And it is for that very reason that I can have the conviction that I am the exception. I'm not part of the victims. I am the exception. So the unemployment rate has nothing to do with me. The poverty stats has nothing to do with me, because I'm being saved. I am the exception. If I had time, I'm gonna leave it here, but if I had time, I would show you the Hebrew boys who said, King We don't have to argue with fools because it's foolishness to those who are perishing. We don't have to argue with fools. We know that the evidence around says people who get in fire get burned. But I'm the exception. If I had time, I'd show you Gideon, who there is no evidence in his lineage that there is a warrior that can come out. In fact, they are, you see, Gideon's family, they are the people you put in the reserve, like you put them in the reserve. There is no evidence of them winning when it comes to war. But Gideon is the exception. I mean, when it comes to war rules, guys, giants kill small people. But David was the exception. I'm the exception. I'm the exception. Now, this was not in my notes, but I'm going to say it to you. Here's what's going to happen as soon as you leave this place. The enemy is going to try and remind you of all the statistics that are there. Here's what I want you to remember. You're the exception. You see, I almost went to the next, what I'm going to talk about in the next sermon. It's fine. Let me know. You'll hear that in the next sermon. The enemy is going to try and remind you how difficult it is starting the business. Tell him I'm the exception. Tell him I'm the... Write all your goals down. And every time someone comes to you and tries to tell you why they'll fail, just look at them and say, I'm the exception. Ooh. I'm out of peace. Peace. Weebies.